Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Feel prompted to say, if you're battling fear and anxiety right now, I'm sorry, and I wish that I could take it away from you. And I don't want to, I just want to validate that those are real feelings and that that it's hard. And so also that the Lord is good about carrying those griefs, about carrying those anxieties and fears. And so my prayer for you today is that you would cast those burdens on Him, and that you would really have that like deliverance feeling of you have given over those cares and anxieties to Him, because you know down deep that He actually really does care for you. I know a lot of you are spiraling these days, and so I just pray that you would just have that shalom way down deep in your soul today. That's my prayer for you. All right, in Proverbs 18, I'm reading verses 1 through 12 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. A man who isolates himself pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. To be partial to the faces of the wicked is not good, nor to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips comes into strife, and his mouth invites beatings. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like dainty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to him who is a master of destruction. Yahweh's name is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, like an unscalable wall in his own imagination. Before destruction in the heart of man is proud, but before honor is humility. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I spoke earlier, we can run to you. Your name is a strong tower. And because of what Jesus has done on the cross for us, we are now called the righteous. And we can run to you and we can find safety. And so, Lord, we run from the strife in our lives. We run from the worry. We run from the condemnation that we've experienced. We run from the broken relationships. We run from our past and all of the trauma and pain there. We run from the triggers. We run away from that toward you, who is our strong tower. Would you shoulder our burdens today? Would you help us to be empathetic to those who suffer? Would you heal us so much that we can't even remember what that pain was about? And would you give us a so what to our story? That you would heal us so much that we would want to be agents of healing in this broken, broken world. Lord, this first verse is very convicting. A person who isolates himself pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. Lord, isolation is what has happened during COVID over the past couple years. We have isolated, oftentimes because we've had to, but it's become a habit, Lord. We've defaulted to individualism. We've tried to solve all of our problems by ourselves. We've tried to look internally for solutions. We've tried to even better ourselves or gone on a self-help bandwagon, only to be coming to the end of ourselves, realizing we just can't do it. Why? Because we need each other. The body of Christ is so important. And Lord, I know, as I'm praying that that there are people out there who have been deeply wounded by the body of Christ. And so I don't take that lightly, but I also know that the lion's share of the healing that you've done in my life has come from community, has come from safe people who have loved me through my pain. And so, Lord, I pray for a little bit of bravery, and I pray for the ability to step into just a little toe or a big toe into the waters of community again. And I also pray that you would place safe people around my friend who's struggling to find beauty in the body of Christ. And Lord, I pray for healing. I pray that relationships would heal. I pray that in that relational wound, you would take a relationship to heal a relational wound, because a relational wound requires relationship to heal it. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can rate it or do a little two-sentence review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, wherever you're listening to this. It just helps more people find the podcast. Thanks in advance for doing that. And thanks to all of you who have done that. I really appreciate it.